President Bush has suggested that he wants to change the nation's tax code in a second term. Here's what he said at a press conference 2 days after his reelection.
We must reform our complicated and outdated tax code. We need to get rid of the needless paperwork that makes our economy, that is a drag on our economy to make sure our economy is the most competitive in the world.
But it's not clear yet just what the president means when he says reforming taxes. And if his administration does craft a legislative proposal, it is not certain that Congress would enact it. We wanted to get a better sense of where Mr. Bush is headed on this issue, so we turn, as we often do, to David Wessel, the Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
So what's the president's objective here?
In that press conference, he listed several objectives. He says he wants simplification. He says he wants to reward risk and encourage savings and investment. He says he wants to make sure the tax system is fair. He said he wanted to, and this was a wonderful phrase, achieve certain fiscal objectives, but he said he didn't want to sneak a tax increase under the guise of tax reform.
Achieve certain fiscal objectives. What does that mean exactly?
He doesn't want tax reform to be a vehicle for increasing taxes, but neither does he want it to make the deficit worse. He's talking in Washington speak about a revenue-neutral tax bill. That means that every new tax break or lower tax rate is offset by a tax increase or a closing of a loophole that raises somebody else's taxes. One Washington hand I know points out that poker games are revenue neutral, but there are a lot of winners and a lot of losers, and tax reform in this style is like that.
So you're trying to make the tax code simpler. Some people will end up losing their tax breaks here.
There's no way to make the tax code simpler without some people losing something.
Does anybody lobby against a simpler tax code?
Everybody who loses a tax break, particularly a big tax break, lobbies against it. The president has made clear that two things he's not going to attack are the deduction for home mortgage interest and the deduction for charitable contributions. He didn't say anything about continuing the deduction for state and local income and sales taxes. And there's one where many tax reform plans call for reducing or eliminating that deduction in order to do something else, like lower tax rates. I am sure that out in state governments, they're beginning to worry about that and organize to protect that tax break.
The president also talked about using the tax code to encourage saving. What's that about?
Over the last couple of decades, economists have repeatedly diagnosed the U.S. economy as having a savings shortage. That is, we spend too much of our income and don't set aside enough of it to invest in things that will pay off in the future. We're able to keep investing because we borrow a lot of money from abroad. That's not deemed to be a good idea, and economists have said we should change the tax code to give people more incentive to save and less incentive to spend. Many of the proposals that the president and his advisors are kicking around are designed to do just that.
Is there something of a risk here as you change the tax code? Because you assume you're affecting people's behavior and you might do it in ways that harm the economy, either in the short term or the long term.
Absolutely. It's very hard to predict people's behavior. It's also very hard to move from one tax system to another. The transition is a huge, huge problem. And for that reason, it's very unlikely that we're going to, as the Republicans used to say, tear the tax code up by its roots and replace it with something else. Instead, I think the most likely thing, if anything happens, and that's a big question, is nudging the tax code more to a savings-friendly, investment-friendly tax code that encourages people to do what's in the national interest.
So the president says he wants to simplify the tax code, but your home mortgage deduction stays, charitable deductions stay, and he wants a proposal that doesn't make the deficit any worse. Everything else would appear to be on the table. Now what happens next?
The president has given us a very long laundry list of objectives. You can't achieve all these objectives simultaneously. What he is planning to do is appoint a panel, an advisory panel. They seem to be shying away from the word commission for some reason. And they intend to pose questions to this panel about options on the tax code. They want this panel sometime in 2005 to report to the Treasury Secretary with a menu of options with pros and cons. And from there, they say, the Treasury Secretary and the White House will come up with some plan.
David Wessel of the Wall Street Journal, thanks for coming by again.
Sure.